Hey, check this out. You already know this Trillville.
Yes, sir. You know you listening to Andy and Randy on a Trillville Thursday on what?
92.9.
The game. Let's go.
You can't. Little scrappy. Let's go.
Welcome back in the Midday Show here on a Trillville Thursday. Abe Gordon, what? Randy McMichael. Man, I do love this era. Like, I don't have the extensive hip-hop knowledge that you and Andy do, but, like, there's, like, a five-year stretch where I was
bouncing off the wall when this came on.
Yeah, man.
Have you ever drank the Crunk Juice, Abe? Because you are a...
The energy drink?
Yeah.
I have. Yeah, I had to try it. They don't sell it very often, but you go into some country...
They still have
like,
them?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
This happened like 8 months ago.
Oh, really? You drank a Crunk Juice 8 months
ago? Like 8 months ago.
Wow.
Yeah. You can't find it all over the place.
Out of the country is what you said?
You drank...
Yeah, like I don't see Crunk Juices fridges in Atlanta.
Wow.
I was... This may have been... It may have been on the road to Willie P's wedding in Charlotte last year.
He had a crunch.
Yeah, yeah. I'll try anything. Like you know what?
Don't ever say that out loud, okay? I'll try. No, don't do it. Don't ever say that.
But the Black Mamba had it, or the Venom had a great line of energy drinks, and all of them were named after venomous snakes.
Oh, really?
And Black Mamba was one of them. I think that was like either their fruit punch or something. You can't find those that everything got taken over by like. Healthy energy drinks, and you know I like them, right? Like the Bang, Rain, and Celsius, and all. But man, the just full of caffeine and sugar energy drinks, like Crunk Juice, like Venom.
I've never had a Crunk Juice. As much as I was like,
I had three of them.
I was like, oh damn, dog.
I had different flavors. I had to try it.
That's unbelievable. I've never had a Crunk Juice before.
So I was mad I never got one when they, like, came out.
Yeah.
And then, like, 15 years later, I'm like, oh, still making these, huh?
That's unbelievable. That might be some leftover inventory that they're still trying to get rid of at the warehouse. But,
Abe's got the job done.
Abe had Crunk Juice. Okay.
Yeah, man.
Very impressed. Very impressed. All right.
I forgot what I was going to say. I had something else to tell you. Now I remember it, but I'll get to it later. I got a lot to say about the NFL, so let's get to a NFL no huddle. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We kind of already talked about the new numbers for the Atlanta Falcons, and obviously the one people are circling is Jalen Walker
wearing
number 11. Quick question for you, Randy. Do you think there was anyone, knowing Walker's background, do you think there was anyone in the organization that just kind of like, hey, we just want to make sure you're aware of this situation and make sure this is what you want. Did anyone have even like the lightest consideration of a conversation there?
With who?
With Jalen Walker about choosing 11.
I doubt it.
I mean, not that I expect them to push back and be like, I beg you to reconsider.
Hold on. He probably didn't even ask for it. They probably just gave it to him. I mean, I'm sure they talked.
You think so?
I'm pretty sure they talked it over with Arthur Blank. It was like, you know, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. But I'm pretty sure they talked to Arthur Blank first before they gave it to him, even if they wanted to give it to him or that. I mean, a number is, you know, it's a lot different when you're assigned a number. I know that was the whole thing with the whole Shador thing, but there was a guy who had number 2 on. Could Shador have bought it from him? Yeah.
By the way,
but why would
that guy.
But, yeah, exactly.
You better make the team,
he might
not
make the team, and then Shador got him. Sure, Shador likes 12. There were certain things. I liked 81.
When I went to
the Chargers, there was a kid on the team with 81.
Yeah.
North said to me, he didn't ask. He said, I'll get 81 for you. I didn't say, can I have it or nothing? He said, you want 81? I said, yeah, okay, we'll take it because he was a rookie free agent. He said, you want 81? I said, yeah, I'll take it. And they went like that. But this situation, you're talking about an all-time great in an organization.
Do you think – and sometimes these stories come out after the fact. And look, the rookies are going to be available tomorrow at the start of minicamp.
Are we going up there?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you want me going that bad?
No.
We got our guy Joe Patrick on the scene.
Oh, no shows up there?
No, I don't think
so. Okay.
Do you think a story comes out? Maybe it gets asked. Maybe if Joe's listening, he should ask this question. Did he talk with Julio about it?
You got to talk to Julio?
I know he doesn't have to.
Yeah.
But do you think he asked to?
Julio's number is not retired.
I know.
Okay, then. So what does he have to ask Julio for?
You get his blessing.
No. No. When the number's retired, you do that.
Just out of respect.
If the number is not retired, no. You don't have to ask who not.
I don't know. Just out of general respect. I don't know.
No. I mean, there's certain numbers that aren't retired that the organization, like the Matt Ryan thing, I think they'll hold on to that. You know? But, like, no. Whose number's not retired?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like if I was, but, yeah. No. I get it. Derek Carr. A lot more has now been announced about the shoulder injury. He believes that he injured the shoulder at the same time that he injured his wrist in a game against the Giants. He is suggesting that he and the team were unaware of the injury until he started ramping up his throwing to, quote, meaningful throws.
Right.
In the spring, that's when it popped up, and that's why they're so late in this timeline having to figure out what they're going to do. I don't know, man. Like, he's got to figure out his future, I guess. They've got to figure out their future.
Because his salary is guaranteed this year.
Bad situation.
Yeah, his salary is guaranteed this year.
I think they would have cut him if it were.
Yeah, I do too.
Separate of this injury.
And they still might. You know what I'm saying? And just take – it's the Saints, man. We've been here before in cap purgatory. You know, we'll figure another way out of this. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they cut DC just before the season starts. I would be wouldn't be shocked at all.
I have a friend that works for the Rams. She does a lot of their social media stuff.
Uh-huh.
What?
She's friendly. She a friend. Y'all are buds.
Not like that.
Y'all are buds. They're buds.
Yeah, we're buds.
Okay.
But I was going to ask her if she's heading out to minicamp with the team.
Yeah,
because
man. The
team announced that they are not holding minicamp. They are holding Maui camp.
Oh,
in partnership. I didn't phrase it. They did. In partnership with the Hawaii Tourism Authority, they're going to hold their minicamp in Hawaii. They're going to go out there, spend 2 days practicing, and then members of the team, staff, whoever has the opportunity to extend their stay in Hawaii. That's pretty cool.
I love it, man. I mean, hell.
Also huge for Puka Nacua and obviously
I think the thing with it is, you know, minicamp is an hour and a half. It's a three-hour day for you. So, hell yeah, you go out there, get it out the way, then go about your business, and you're in Hawaii, and it's on the team's dime. So, hell yeah, it's outside of flying to Hawaii. Hawaii is great once you get there. It's just getting there.
And it's obviously a little bit easier already going from L.A. as opposed to East Coast or whatever.
Tell me about it.
But, I mean, what are the limitations when you're out there? Like, you obviously – they can't let players go surfing, right?
Why not?
I don't know. You're not allowed to ride motorcycles and stuff? Skiing? I don't know. I'm asking.
There's not a clause in an NFL contract that says you can't do anything like that. They don't say you can't ride a motorcycle. They don't say
it's
can't
just
surf.
If you get hurt while doing it.
If you get hurt while doing it. It don't say it don't have specific things. And it's like, but if you get hurt doing it, then you'll be penalized for it. But hell yeah, go out there surfing and have a good time, man. But yeah, especially if it's on the team's dime. And Kroenke, you know, they stand somewhere not. I mean, they're already all of them damn near millionaires anyways, but still. Is somebody else paying me for me to go to Hawaii? Hell yeah. Bring wife and the kids, too.
This does feel like a Sean McVay Rams type of thing to do. Yeah. Obviously, they've held their draft rooms in interesting locations in recent years. So, I think it's, Waikiki Stadium out there. So, they'll get that going.
They didn't turn that thing down?
It's old.
It's old. I played in that damn stadium.
It was going to be a Waikiki. Maybe I'm wrong. Is it War Memorial?
I can't remember.
Is that where the rainbow?
I played in that damn stadium.
it's old. The Jets. Alan Lazard is on the Jets right now, but there's some reports that he might be eventually moved to Pittsburgh as a replacement for George Pickens.
Yes.
And that's fine. Like, I get it. And we'll get to the Aaron Rodgers of it all in a little bit. He's part of my quarterback grab bag. Alan Lazard's just 29. Like, am I crazy?
Yeah.
I feel like he's 34 years old. He's 29.
Yeah. I think, you know, and people want to connect dots and everything. They need another receiver opposite of DK. Lazard is a 2-3 guy, more 3 than 2. But, I mean, you got to get some veteran pass catchers in there. I don't know how available he is. But,
well, the other opportunity is the Jaguars announced that they're releasing Gabe Davis as a post-June 1, and that is a perfect two.
I couldn't believe they gave Gabe all that bread.
Yeah, they're going to absorb $5.7 million as a dead cap hit. I always thought he was a two in Gabe Davis. Yeah.
Gabe is a 2-3.
Well, I meant like the ceiling was a two.
Oh, okay.
It felt like at the time to me, Jacksonville brought him in like, you're our one. And I'm like, okay, man, good luck. So that's also of interest maybe to the Steelers. And then Seahawks discussing a possible reunion with Shaquille Griffin.
I mean, he never wanted to leave Seattle, but the money was too good to turn down from Jacksonville.
What sort of player do you think he still is
now? I don't know. That's the thing about it. Yeah. I don't know. But sometimes when you go back to, you know, where it all started and everything, because a lot of times, you know, Shaquille was he's a good player, but he got number one corner money to go to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
But he was not a number one corner. You know what I mean? That's the same thing that happens to teams all the time. When you try to take somebody's second corner, make him your one.
And I'm blanking. They added a corner like last year, 2 years ago in the draft, right?
Witherspoon, man.
Yeah.
He's a freaking dog.
So he wouldn't be asked to be the one there either. So
they got a nice young defense.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
and they got a couple good offensive pieces, too.
They're going to be all right. They're gonna be all right. I don't believe in Sam Darnold. Never will. They might be all right.
I'm kind of with you, but Sam Darnold actually did not make my cut for quarterback grab bag. A couple different signal callers certainly did. We'll get into that. Very interested to see where how Randy feels about some of these thoughts that I had regards to the NFL. We might even talk about a list that came out that got Michael Penix way, way, way down at the bottom. So a lot to discuss. NFL more coming your way on the other side. It's the Midday Show. Abe Gordon filling in for Andy Bunker. Randy Mack hanging out as well on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Smoke. We got white smoke.
Goodness gracious, man. You made somebody swerve.
What are you talking
about?
Goodness
gracious. Relax.
There's apparently been a new pope elected.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't know what the hell they were talking about.
Present the white smoke, but every time they do that, I just think of the scene in The Rock where Nick Cage falls to his knees like, green smoke, I got green smoke.
Okay. But, big deal.
It is a big deal.
Big deal.
But, like, for me with my sports brain, the white smoke, black smoke situation, black smoke for if they were unable to elect a new pope, and then white smoke when they finally do.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
how that works?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's how they let the people know that they didn't come to a final conclusion.
Okay.
So if it's black smoke,
why does smoke gotta be black when they don't come to an agreement?
Does
that mean the vote failed or something? Is it a vote?
Yeah, but there's like a majority. I don't know. I don't know all the numbers.
Who did they let? Because it was a brother.
I don't think they've announced it yet.
I don't think
they tell you.
It was a brother. I saw the finalists. It was a brother. I think it was a brother.
I don't think they tell you. I think he just goes to the window and like starts waving. And everyone's like, But is there a way to bring the white smoke, black smoke into sports? For challenges?
No.
Either white smoke if it succeeds or black smoke if the challenge fails.
Why does the black smoke got to be failed?
I don't know the background, man. Jewish. Don't ask me.
I'm asking you a question. You keep on saying black with bad. Well, not saying it's bad.
It's a color.
With the fail. Why can't the black be the approval?
I don't know.
Yeah.
They've been doing this for hundreds of years, man.
I understand that. But you just said sports. I understand. I don't understand. But,
all right. So you want a different color than black.
All right, let's do yellow and green.
Is that, I guess, is that a different enough color?
I have no clue, Abe. I'm just over here trying to figure out who the new pope is, man. And, like, again, don't know a lot about it, like to have fun with it, but I know other people take it really serious. And so I don't want to, you know, offend people like that. But, like, who elects him? The congregation?
The Cardinals.
Oh, the
and
Cardinals.
A lot of people are now screenshotting like draft day photos of like the bottom line where ESPN will say Cardinals pick is in.
Oh.
Getting a lot of those right now.
There we go.
So
there we go.
I'm guessing that you did not watch the movie Conclave.
You might be 100% right on that.
Yeah, maybe they spell a little bit. I should have paid more attention. Maybe they spell more more of it out, the process.
Yeah. I mean,
it was all about it, just weird timing, but yeah. It was all about, obviously, a election of Pope.
Yeah, I'm cool.
And
I'm cool,
I think they put it on wherever, Netflix or something.
I'm still not going to watch it. But real quick, I want to get to your grab bag because this is these questions. But yeah, we're talking before, like Paul Pierce, he made the bet that if the Celtics lost, he would walk to work. Now, their studio is out in L.A. Says 20 miles from his house. So he timed it out, said it's going to take him 8 hours to walk to work. Has some videos out. He has an early morning Abe where he's up about to hit this trek in a robe. Now, in the robe is fine, but he's head barefoot. I just don't believe that.
I have a lot of questions.
He is walking in sweat now. Again.
20 miles?
20 miles, barefoot in a robe in L.A.? I just don't see that happening. I don't see that happening. Because I'm sure Paul Pierce made a lot of cash, so he stays up in them hills somewhere.
Yeah.
So you're talking about walking all the way down them hills into that? Nah, I don't buy that.
Now, the runner in me.
Oh, Lord.
I know. Is fascinated by his refueling plans. Do you think he takes a gel at like mile 10?
What the hell is a gel, Abe?
It's a surge of energy filled with carbohydrates, electrolytes, and if you're smart, sodium.
I don't.
You asked.
I don't know.
You could have let it go.
I don't. I should have. And that's one of the things where you're like, damn it, Randy.
I was surprised you followed up.
That damn it, Randy. Can we just get to these questions?
All right, let's get to the quarterback grab bag. Obviously, I'd written these up for you and Andy, and so there's a little bit of my mentality in the questions, but I think it works either way. Question number one, does the Steelers trading away George Pickens give Aaron Rodgers any hesitation about joining Pittsburgh?
Hell, I don't know, because I don't know what his – this dude is so hard to read. I'm sure they're both – the Steelers and him are in communication, constant communication. I just read somewhere where this was Mike T's decision to trade George Pickens. It wasn't Khan or Arthur Smith. It was Mike T wanted this to get done. But, yeah, I don't know. I honestly – because I don't know where Aaron Rodgers is headed. Because him coming back don't make them no better than they were before. Meaning, this ain't no Super Bowl move. Aaron Rodgers ain't no Super Bowl quarterback. He's going to go back to play football, I guess. But, no, I don't see that.
And in kind of a related – by the way, I guess I'll answer it too. It would for me. Like, if I'm Aaron Rodgers and I'm on my last leg as an NFL starter –
why the hell do I want to come back to this?
Yeah,
exactly.
And I don't think Aaron Rodgers is in the mindset of I just want to play the way that Kirk Cousins is.
Yeah,
like Kirk Cousins will go wherever if he gets the chance to start. Yes. Aaron Rodgers is not in that mindset. This to me is a big hit for them in their pursuit of Aaron Rodgers. Ultimately, it may not matter. That does lead me to question number two, though. What's the likelihood the Steelers actually do enter the season with Mason Rudolph as their starter?
I just think it comes back to a lot of different things that when teams officially – and it's crazy because you're like, well, don't they know they've seen them play? But sometimes, like during the situation, you want to see what you got, meaning they want to see Mason in OTAs. They want to see him in minicamp, leading into training camp and see how he handles all those different things. That's just a thing that NFL teams do a lot of times before they they make the decision on what to do as far as maybe trying to go get an upgrade. To me, saying Mason Rudolph is going to be a quarterback is something that you don't hear from the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's not like a rebuild. It's not like they might be in a situation where they're trying to rebuild and get another
quarterback. So I had that question too. This is a quarterback grab bag.
You're not going to tell me that they're just going to go in the season with Mason Rudolph and just be content with that.
I think they need to just go ahead and reset.
That could be it.
If you get six wins, you got, I think, 12 draft picks after the trade.
I think people look at it from a standpoint like
– that's not what the Steelers do. That's what they've never done.
It's not what they do, but also you got to make this roster really bad because Mike Tomlin is such a damn good coach that they'll win enough damn games.
And you got T.J. Watt making a difference.
So they got too many good players and a good coach.
Yeah. Question number three here on the quarterback grab bag. Which quarterback do you think the Browns, as a franchise, actually want to win their quarterback competition and start week one?
Shador. But the thing about it is I think that – they would like Deshaun Watson to win it so they can earn some of that damn money. But he's not going to play.
Physical. Yeah.
But I think that, the biggest thing with draft stock and draft is the lower you're drafted, the less opportunities you're going to get. he's going to get every opportunity to win his job. You know, he's going to get in there with different things. Now, it's going to start off, I'm sure their rookie minicamps this weekend probably also, like when they go in, and it's not necessarily who's first, second team, all those things, because there's not a lot of people out there to do that. So I think more than anything, it's like once you get those reps at the quarterback position, you got to take advantage of them and make them give you more reps. Because I've been in practice, I've been on teams where we had, you know, fifth rounders. I was a fourth rounder myself. Like I've started as a damn fifth string tight end, but had to keep continuously working to get that. It's going to be a different because of the quarterback situation, because I do think that this is an open competition. And I do think that the guy that the odd man out is probably going to be Joe Flacco. I don't see them. I think they go into the season with Kenny Pickett starting before one of the rookies before Joe Flacco.
If Joe Flacco's out there, is that a guy the Steelers would look at?
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't know what they're doing. How often? And I kind of joked with you about this off air the other day. How often in the red zone do you think the Seahawks are going to have a package regarding Jalen Milroe, and will that package only feature run plays?
Yes. Well, No. It will be
– Can't be too predictable?
No. It won't be like a pass. It'll be a pass off of a run. I don't think they're going to let him sit back and drop back. Jalen Milroe got a lot of work to do, you know, and I think that you take advantage of the opportunity for him to run the football and things like that. But – I don't think it's going to be like a pass package. I think it'll be like some bootlegs or loop passes and stuff like that, keep him on the move to his right or left throwing a football. But, you know, I don't think that's going to be the case, no.
How close in do you think they need to get before he comes out on the field? Are they in the red zone or is it like you're five, inside
those
the
are
five?
Those are five and in plays.
I'll be interested to see how they use him. I like that fit there, though. Are the Colts going to start either Anthony Richardson or Daniel Jones? Is definitely going to be one or the other.
Right.
Or could they still add
another? I think this moment, because they get Daniel Jones too much money to bring somebody else in. So I think it'd be – I think they need Anthony Richardson to win this job. But Chris Ballard and Shane need him to win this job. Now, if you get Daniel Jones in and he wins games, you're happy about that. But they would love for this young quarterback, because he is more physically talented than Daniel Jones. It's just the fact is that it ain't no upgrade to me if Daniel Jones is your quarterback over Anthony Richardson.
It also feels like he's even if he wins that competition, it's not a future quarterback franchise guy. That's a problem on its own. What's the timeline for the Titans to actually announce Cam Ward as quarterback one?
There is no timeline. I think it's already assumed.
Not according to the comments they're making.
Of course not. Of course not. But –
Why are they saying that then? Because, like, to make Will Levis feel better?
It's like he ain't gonna transfer. Like he going to the portal or something. No, Will Levis ain't going no damn where. But I never understand this mind game that they like to play. Everybody knows that Cam Ward is gonna be starting quarterback day one.
Are the Giants gonna keep Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, and Jackson Dart, or will one be moved?
I think
one being Jameis.
I think the Jameis will go. I think so.
Any early indications?
But I think Russ will ask to go. But I think they're playing it so tight to the vest that Russ is the presumable starter. Like Jackson Dart is another one that needs time. He needs time also to develop and everything like that. And Russ still thinks that he's that guy from Seattle and everything. So I mean, you can go out there and win some football game, because as much as we talk about, you know, Brian Daboll and Shane, they still got to win football games. Now if they're like just terrible and they put Jackson Dart in, and they're in a situation because they're already behind the eight ball thinking that Russell Wilson's going to save their job. It's not necessarily because it's Russell, because the team stinks. They don't have a lot of talent around
them. Yeah, I totally agree. Had a couple other ones, but they're not that interesting anyway. So we'll just go ahead and move on. Coming up next, we welcome our good buddy Bo Johnson into the program. The Back Page coming your way. It's on the other side. It is the Midday Show. Abe Gordon filling in for Andy Bunker on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the Midday Show, Andy and Randy. Abe Gordon filling in for Andy Bunker just for today. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. I can only kind of tell you half the story, Randy, but real moment of shame for me
All right.
Last night.
Oh. Damn, dog.
In a public setting, would you like me to continue?
I'm sure. Go ahead. You can't get no more weird than that.
It's not what you whatever you've already drawn up in your head, it's not that.
Okay.
We only missed three questions in trivia last night.
Oh, okay.
Rolled up into a second place tie, in which I did help win.
You gotta make sure you put yourself.
I gotta get a little bit because two of the three questions we missed sports questions.
Where do y'all go?
Yesterday was Mellow Mushroom in Dunwoody.
Okay,
shout out to Outspoken Entertainment.
Okay,
Josh doing it big up there. Two of the three that we missed were sports questions.
And your dad looked at you like, "Damn it, damn you, son."
Look, we were discussing. We were close on one. We were not even close on the other.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you the questions.
Is there levels to this? Like, are y'all like the varsity, and they got like JV or?
We're one of the better teams.
So y'all are like what word I'm looking for?
Guru?
No, I'm not gonna say that.
Aficionado?
Hustlers?
Well, no, we don't like hide that we're good.
Oh, okay.
We don't bet money on ourselves. Okay. It's just we win the house cash if we win.
Which is usually what?
At this place, I think $50 for first, $20 for second, and $10 for third.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's 25 for first. I don't know.
All right. So you did get two of the three sports questions.
Yeah. Of our three misses, two of them were in sports questions.
And you're a bit embarrassed by that.
A little bit.
You should be.
Yeah.
You should be. Yeah. I mean, that's
shame.
Shame. Yeah, where's the bell?
Yeah.
Somebody get some lettuce and let's start spitting on Abe. Yeah.
We did rally to get a movie question out of thin air, yeah. right at the buzzer. So I was happy about that.
I'm assuming it's just years of trial. Do you study for these things?
No.
Okay.
My whole life, Randy.
It's trivia.
I've been studying
his whole life, man.
His whole life. Accidentally.
Okay, he's got a lot of accidental knowledge up there.
I remember years ago when I was taking the Jeopardy test, I did study.
You took a Jeopardy test?
Yeah. Well, this is round two.
What?
You do an online test, and then this was round two.
Oh, so you try to get on Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
I take the Jeopardy test every once in a while.
Okay, cool. Okay.
And I knew I was pretty good at the online. It was 50 questions, and I was 100% sure I got 42 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them I had pretty good educated guesses on that I think I got, and then five I missed.
So why haven't you been on Jeopardy?
So once you get past the first stage, it's just a lottery.
Oh, okay.
They kind of do an in-person interview in a mock
game. Are you still on this thing? Like in this lottery?
No, this was a while ago.
Okay.
But I did study because I know where my weaknesses are, right? My biggest weakness is British royalty. I don't know anything.
Whose is it?
Well, my dad's somehow. Okay. My dad's got this random. You met my dad. He got the encyclopedic knowledge awesome. Of some weird stuff.
Right.
But we can't we can't ask him. And Bo probably knows this too. There's an age or a generational gap where you can't ask them a movie question about anything since 95.
Okay.
My dad, I can't ask him anything about the movies in the years 2000. To now.
Right.
It's 25 years worth of trivia questions
okay.
from a pop culture and movie standpoint. He's got no hope on.
All right.
if I ask my dad, he might be listening. If I ask my dad who Jeff Probst is, no shot. I don't think he's got any clue who that is. Randy, you're looking like you don't have a clue who that is, and you should.
Who's Jeff Probst? Isn't that the high school coach?
Bo, would you? No, that's Rush Probst.
Okay.
Bo? Jeff Probst?
It's on the Probst title.
Original host of Survivor?
My wife would have got it because Donna still watches Survivor to this day.
I thought you would have gotten it just by
no, I don't
watch sitting Survivor. In the room or something.
I think I gave up after Survivor was the second series.
Anyways.
Yeah. Okay.
You get to relive my shame, though, tomorrow because those two questions will appear on Sports Jeopardy.
Okay, so
you study up.
So you're going to try to take out on us because your ass choked.
I didn't mean to make sure I'm not the only idiot in the group.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, you choked.
That's right.
And now you want to try and make yourself feel better because
I did not choke because I correctly limited our wagering.
If we get it, then you're going to look like an even bigger choker.
Yeah, if you get it, it's going to be way worse.
Exactly. What do you mean, me? Hey, don't slip on my knowledge. I'm a very smart person.
There's sports. You can get it.
I bet this right now. All right, no, never mind. Because I'd be busy. Because we got football now, so he has practice during the time y'all are doing trivia. Because I would say I would bring me and my crew up there because I got a trivia crew.
Bring it.
Me and my boys will whip the Gordon's ass.
All right, you need to relax.
All right.
You need to.
Because I will already crush you in anything athletic. So if I crush you,
I disagree.
I think your dad is. You see, I think Mr. Gordon, Mr. G, a kicker. Mr. G, a hold it down.
Yeah, your problem's not me.
Yeah, I'm about to
no,
say.
No, I agree 100%. Yeah, your problem's not me.
I'd probably say Mr. G.
There's like, like he's got like, you want to know every president and the term and the vice president. Like, that's a problem I don't have.
Okay.
You want to know, like...
I might be able to trust him with that one.
State nicknames?
Nah.
And I'm just like, I don't know. Larry, you got
some help? President, vice president, I might be able to go with him on that one.
You think you can. And then you get to, like, the 19... Well, like, the late 1800s, mid to late 1800s, and then, like, post-World War II 1900s. There's some weird terms in there.
Yeah.
Anyways, bring your crew up, man.
Yeah, we bring our crew up.
Join up.
They listening, too.
You can join, and we can have, like, the mega powers.
No. Like, okay.
Little tag team.
I'll be Randy. You can be the other guy.
I don't know.
I'll be Randy Savage. You be the
Marty Jannetty.
Yeah. Go. Back page, bro. Key yourself up, man. What the hell are you talking? Marty Jannetty.
Forgot what tag team you're in. High Flyers or something?
The Rockers.
Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. What up, Bo?
Man, I thought this was starting to turn into the Abe's Trivia Night page or something like that.
Oh, my.
I'm going to assume you really do know that Marty Jannetty was not in the Mega Powers, right?
No, I know. I knew that wasn't his tag team, yes.
Devils win. Devils move on to the next stage, which will, I guess, be round three because we had a first-round bye. Devils win 9-7 last night in the first round of the Rumble at the Ridge, which is the playoff tournament.
The Rumble at the Ridge.
So what's funny about that?
We put the babies in Rumble together. I love it.
So I think we're hosting the end of the season tournament next year,
right?
Next spring,
right?
And we're trying to figure out a clever name. So maybe it's Pinckneyville Park, Norcross.
Okay,
Rumble at the Ridge.
Rumble at the Ridge.
Final line on Juice Johnson. She goes 2-for-2 with a single and a triple. Pitches 2 innings, allows 1 earned run, strikes out 4. Devils win 9-7. So I'm assuming this is probably going to be the last time that I mention the SEC softball tournament until we have a winner, because both Georgia and Florida got sent home last night. LSU is currently playing the three-time champion Oklahoma, and they are down 4-0 in the top of the 6th. So,
the lady dogs are out?
Yeah, it's just one bracket.
Oh, okay.
Single elimination. Okay. You know, I mean, and kind of similar to the SEC championship in football, it doesn't really mean a whole lot for national seeding.
Because they're going to be a number one seed probably.
Who?
Georgia.
No, they'll probably be in the national tournament. Yeah. They'll probably be like a 10, 11, 12.
Oh, damn.
Like,
okay. Yeah. I thought because we're hosting, that means we're good.
No, now Athens has to sit here and host the rest of the SEC tournament.
Without Lady Dogs in it.
So Michael Penix went to Waffle House with a friend of the station, Bryant McFadden, who may be listening right now because I have some issues with some of the statements that were said. A couple of the cuts are on the cut sheet for y'all, but a lot of the stuff from this interview, which was great because it's fun when you actually get to know some of these guys.
Right.
A lot of these cuts are actually back page type cuts, so we'll start light, and then we're going to work our way into the heavy stuff. Here's one for you about Mike Penix's do-rag.
You got to catch me at like a dinner with Arthur Blank.
Yep, with Mr. Blank.
Anytime I'm around Arthur Blank.
You don't have to do that.
Unless we had a game, I don't got a do-rag on.
Yeah, because when you went to the Hawks game, you didn't have one on then.
I ain't have one on then. So you got to catch me at a big event. That's all.
Other than that, you went to do-rag.
Yeah.
I'm in the facilities, working out.
Yeah. I don't got to take it off.
Do you shower with the do-rag too?
I shower with it at the facility. But as soon as I get in the car, I'll take it off.
Does that mean like now, on? Or
yes.
Like it's in there with him or it's on?
Because when Isaiah was in that waves growing process,
right.
He would leave the do-rag on and shower and do the chemo. I don't know. All I remember, when I had my waves when I was 12, like between 12 and 15, I had, you know, I did the do-rag and the grease and all that. I didn't have a 360 like Skip be having.
So does it help keep it dry? Keep your hair dry?
Bo, to this day, I don't know what it is. But that damn show had waves. All right?
Well, I have so many questions.
But I think that Michael, because now it seems like he's trolling, but like.
He's aware of the meme.
He's
now.
Aware of the meme. But yeah. I've seen him four times without it in person. I saw him Heisman, draft, the pitcher when he was announced. And the picture when he was with his lady when he proposed to her.
I'm going to regret asking this. Does he have different do-rags for different, like, situations? Like, does he have a formal do-rag?
No.
Versus, like...
Yeah, he just wore... Well, he wore... He
an athletic one versus...
Yeah. No, I'm sure...
Is there a business casual sure, line of do-rags?
But no, he's a business casual. He won't have it on. But I'm sure that he has, like... You go probably in his locker...
Yeah.
I'm sure there's, like, stacks of them.
I'm sure. Probably wears a new one every time.
You have to.
If you're
practicing in it with your helmet, yeah, you would have to get a different one every
time. Bo, you wear headbands, right? A lot of them are junk headbands, brand. Yeah. Like, do you have different headbands for different occasions?
Different occasions.
Not just
and
representing teams,
wardrobe
but like,
colors.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But all his are black. He just wears them everywhere. It's kind of just
he's
like
got a purple one.
Just like how I walk out the house with a baseball hat on. That's
yeah. I just have a stand in the garage that has hats. I just the closest one that matches my shirt.
So we had a conversation about players answering other players' FaceTime calls a couple of weeks ago. So Mike Penix is asked to make a FaceTime call while he and Brian McFadden were at Waffle House. This is pretty cool.
So do you have Matt Ryan's number?
Yeah, I do.
I think you should FaceTime him real quick.
Yeah.
FaceTime, let's see what he doing.
We might not get an answer, y'all.
Well, it's 10 o'clock, you said.
Oh, here we go. What's up? How you doing?
You need to tell you're trying to get into golf, though. You need to tell.
Yeah, I'm trying to get better. I just started.
You taking some lessons?
I didn't get no lessons yet.
my one piece of advice is start with some lessons, man.
Yeah.
Start with some lessons.
There you go. Sitting at Waffle House, called Matt Ryan to talk about golf.
This is a weird trend that's going on because I saw a couple of these things as far as who's in your phone. If you FaceTime them, will they pick up or something like that? Like, I'm not a big FaceTimer of people. The only people I FaceTime is my wife and my children.
Yeah, same.
But I think that's just weird. It's just weird. Like,
it kind of is to just FaceTime random people.
Yeah,
it's we're not weird. Like Matt Ryan's a random person. But
you know what I mean?
Penix,
like, yeah, let me
like,
just FaceTime
you know,
Matt. Yeah. But Matt's gracious. Oh, Michael's calling me.
Matt Ryan, Josh Allen, both FaceTimers. Both
really?
Will answer your FaceTime.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so here's the controversial one here, and this one's more to do with Brian McFadden, who may be listening. And we can have this debate whenever you want to, Brian, because Brian says this conversation is because he is from the South. That's the part that I kind of have issues with, because I'm from the South.
Okay.
You're from the South. Right. I don't know if y'all do this.
And that thing for me, because that's fourth down.
Yeah.
You don't make that play game over.
Exactly.
For me, when I saw you manipulate the backer, already, that right there was like, okay. Those are my things, man. I can't wait to see. Oh, that's your walk right there. I'm from the South, so I like ketchup on my eggs and my grits.
Yeah, I don't.
Don't judge me.
I'm from Florida, too, man. I don't know about it.
It's a weird
ketchup
thing.
Ketchup on the grits.
Yeah, I got it from my granddaddy,
I've
man.
Seen
put,
the ketchup on the eggs.
Whoa.
My grits, better. My eggs, my collard greens, rice.
Oh, nah, not the collard greens.
He put
not
what?
The collard greens.
Yeah.
Hot sauce?
Yeah, hot. You don't put ketchup on a hot dog?
On collard greens?
Collard greens.
I'll put cabbage. Hot sauce in them.
No.
If anything, not ketchup, man. Not on the collard greens.
There is.
I don't know what part of the South Brian McFadden's from.
I know where B Mac from.
But, well, I was being facetious, but
I
ketchup on collard greens?
I've never heard that before.
Grits?
I never heard that before.
Man.
I never heard. I've seen people put ketchup on their eggs.
I've seen that a lot.
I don't like that.
I actually have a kid that does that. I don't understand
no,
that one
no,
either.
No. Only thing that belongs on eggs is cheese. Only thing that belongs in grits is cheese and salt. If you want to. But, yeah.
Do you hate me for liking sugar with the grits?
You can go to hell. You and everybody else.
It is weird. But that is more normal than
it's
ketchup.
A little,
you and everybody else that put sugar in their damn grits. That sounds like something that a mama does to make her baby
eat grits. That's a
Yankee
thing.
It sounds like that's what mama do, that mommies do when they want to sweeten the grits for the baby. Here you go, sugar dumpling.
Like cream of wheat?
Sugar in your grits. Hell out of here. Yeah, I said it. Sugar in your grits. Come on, man. Come on. Come on, B-Mac.
What would you put in your grits first, sugar or ketchup? I'm going to have to go neither.
Neither
I'll go the Michael Penix route and put hot sauce
I'm with you. I prefer just cheese and butter.
Oh, look at the baby. Let me put your sugar in your gwish, boo-boo.
Oh, my God.
All right. When we come back, we'll make sure Randy talks like an adult again. Thank you, Bo. Also, potentially coming in the next hour, a couple members of the Atlanta Falcons draft class hoping that Xavier Watts, Billy Bowman Jr., and potentially even Jack Nelson could join us. Also, Michael Penix Jr. got ranked so low on a quarterback list, I don't even know what to say. And I know I've been critical, but my goodness, not this bad. We'll talk about it next. Also, the Braves and what they got an opportunity to do tonight. On the other side, it's the Midday Show. Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.